Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You know, I know we're playing the game, but I was pondering as I was in the bathroom again, the squatters thing, because it's so annoying. And I see we have contestants. I'm not going to derail it. But there has to be, you know, if I committed a murder, right, I get immediately arrested and I go see like an emergency judge or something, right? And he sets my bail or something, right? You present some preliminary evidence or something. If this is becoming such a big problem, which it clearly is, I think we need to have like more judges or something. We have to have, right? And they could do like emergency hearings to have these things adjudicated within like a week or 10 days or something. And you go from there, right? Because what's happening is it's getting lost in the process. They're taking advantage of
the
red tape.
Loopholes in the system.
Right. So we have to have an emergency judge set up in various counties or states, jurisdictions, and you knock these out.
Sounds like a passion project for Eric Bickle.
Well, I mean, this is just, it's beyond ridiculous. It's infuriating.
And the laws are different
in
every state.
It's infuriating. Mm-hmm.
I have a buddy who just texted me, who I didn't even know he was a real estate attorney. I knew he was an attorney, former neighbor of mine. And he said, you do have to go through the court system. Once you prove your case, then you can get the tenants or squatters evicted by sheriff's schedule and evictions. It's just a process.
Okay. So we have to.
You want to expedite the process.
100%. So we have a special court, a special judge in every state or whatever, and they deal with these issues. And you got a squatter. You go see him right away. You get immediate injunction or something, and the sheriff can kick their asses out.
Sounds like you have the framework of a plan.
There we go. Just solve the problem.
You have it.
Solve the problem while I took a duty.
Well, the system, at least in Virginia, was like a 30 days deal. Like, you have to give the squatters 30 days notice.
Why don't we cut it down to a week? Let's give them about a week, okay, to figure it out. Because we all have lives here. We don't have time to be messing around for months. Anyway. Just was pondering that as I was making a duty. All right. Ready to play the game? Which game are we playing?
I believe we're playing Password.
Password. All right. That requires all of us to be here. Where's Jason?
He's doing, I think, what you just did in the bathroom.
Is he too?
I believe so.
I heard someone making some terrible sounds.
Well, that's probably him.
He never does that.
I know. And he usually doesn't do it when there's somebody else in the bathroom. That's,
I mean,
a big
he never
upset.
Does it here. I assume he does it all the time, like everybody else.
He can't even go in the bathroom. If he sees feet, he can't go in the bathroom.
Yeah, he's very bathroom phobic.
You know what I had to do the other day? This was rock bottom. This was rock bottom. Rest stop duty.
Oh, that is rock bottom.
Rock
bottom. It doesn't
bottom.
Get any worse than that.
I had to do it at the Molly Pitcher rest stop.
Not familiar with her work.
Do you know? Are you familiar with that one, Valdez? The Molly Pitcher rest stop in Jersey. It was a crisis. There was nothing I could do.
Do you think that's worse than the airplane? I've done it on an airplane, which
airplane,
is nubs.
Airplane isn't that bad.
It's so just small.
It's just tight quarters.
Yeah.
But a rest stop, you got to imagine, it's like the Indy 500 of duty. People just go in there. It just
no regard whatsoever.
Just happening constantly.
Yeah.
It's like 24/7, 365 duties.
By the way, Molly Pitcher was an American patriot who carried pitchers of water to soldiers during the Revolutionary War's Battle of Monmouth. I bet you didn't know that
when you
went and took a squatter at the Molly Pitcher rest stop.
But I felt like this is rock bottom.
This would be,
if I was a cokehead or something, that was rock bottom.
That was my rock bottom.
Battle of Monmouth, whatever that was.
When I'm on the road, I'll seek out a hotel, but I just didn't have time.
I have never and will never take a dump at a rest stop.
Well, what are you gonna do if it's a
side
crisis?
Of a road? I would find at minimum I would find a sheets. Like that
that's
would be that's
not
where
much
I, that's,
better.
That's where I draw the
not,
line.
But that's where everybody poops their
it's the
too.
Same.
I just hold in a higher regard than I do.
The great hack for just an emergency is find like a Marriott or something and you just go on their main floor.
I think that's a solid move.
Yeah. You know, if it's you not can utilized one. Quite as much. A rest stop find like is a, literally.
Find like a Fairfield Inn and just walk in because nobody knows whether you're a guest or not. Yeah. You just walk in like you own the place.
Were you just in the bathroom? Did you have a crisis?
Yeah, I had a little issue.
I was in there and I heard somebody and it was you?
It was me. And I didn't want to go
in
there.
Did you see my sneaks?
I didn't know those were your shoes.
Yeah.
I don't know what shoes you wear, but I knew someone was in there, but
if they're untied, you probably know it's EB. He's untied his shoes.
It's just a terrible feeling.
He's untied. I never tie my shoes. Only
he
time
never
I tie my
ties
shoes
his shoes. You didn't know that?
Is if I play golf, I'll tie them.
That's a weird bit.
If I run, I like to just slip them on.
So that's a lazy man's way to wear the shoes.
He is the king of lazy.
That's the ultimate.
Drabby,
in lazy.
You tie your shoes?
Of course. I'm an adult.
So right. Doesn't tie
wait,
your
shoes. Do your laces drag on the ground?
Ups. I try to pull them up. I usually put knots.
Have you guys not noticed
it.
That?
Well, I usually put knots around it so
no,
it doesn't drag
it.
In the urine.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know if his laces dragging on the ground because that would be disgusting.
No, I mean, sometimes it does happen, but I put knots in my shoelaces so that they can't do that.
But he never loops his shoelaces.
Don't your shoes get broken into the point where even if they're tied, you can just slip them on and off for the most part?
Yes.
I mean,
I don't do that. I would never stuff my foot in a tied shoe. That would hurt the shoe.
Once you stretch your shoe out, you don't have to. You just
would
keep
hurt
them tied.
The shoe?
I mean, no. I just have big fat feet. I couldn't do that. I couldn't stuff my foot in a tied shoe.
Millions of people
don't do that either.
Break the back end of it.
I don't
too.
Do that either.
Like, huh?
I don't do that.
Yeah.
You untie every time?
Yeah.
I definitely don't do that.
Well, no, I might pull them off,
but you have to loosen them before you put them in. Come on, you guys are monsters. You guys are just stuffing
you're the one that's not even tying
people.
Your shoe.
Yeah, but what's the problem?
It just looks unsightly. Shoelaces dragging
you've
around.
You've never noticed it.
Flopping around.
I've worked with you for 40 years. You've never noticed it.
Yeah, because you're usually wearing slides and socks, which looks hard to do.
We notice your shoes clomping around everywhere. Yeah. And they do that because they're not tied.
Possibly.
My right foot. That's your signature. Yeah. You clomping around.
Yeah, possibly. Like, these shoes are pretty snug that I'm wearing right now, these Under Armours. Hovers. These are when they first came out.
All right, we're going to play Chucky's Password if you want to get in. 800-636-1067. We'll have two contestants. They choose Junkies as their partners, and whoever figures out the password first wins the prize.
They got a poor showing last time we did Password. I need to vindicate myself.
Let's go to John in Vienna. John, what's up, buddy?
How you doing?
Hey, how are you?
Hello, John. Who would you like to partner with, John?
How about Jason?
All right, you got Jason. You're in. Let's go to David. David Silver Spring. Who do you want to partner with, pal?
Yeah, I'll go with JP.
All right.
All right, Jason, you can choose the password. And you can choose if you go first.
Oh, geez.
Choosing who goes
you'll
first
always
is very
go
strategic.
Second. You'll always go second.
Yeah.
Because these are...
This is a one-cluer?
Well, it's definitely a two-cluer.
So go second.
I'm trying to think which one I want. All right, I'll go one.
And remember, rules of the game.
And you going first?
No,
second?
Cakes can go first.
You can't,
it's me.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You two dogs. You can't throw somebody off with just a random nonsensical
right, it has
clue.
To be
it has to be pertaining
in the realm,
to the
yeah.
password.
All right.
That's Probably a two-cluer.
Could be.
But all right, David.
Do you really care? I mean,
David.
Yes.
Your clue is Steelers.
Steelers is the clue.
Take a guess.
Got 3 seconds.
Bill Cowher.
Ooh.
I think that's a horrible guess, but that's just me.
Well, I mean, it's two-cluer. Right, Flamac?
Probably.
Who's
I'm
my
not,
guy?
I'm not just giving
your
it to
guy is John.
Oh, no, it's David, isn't it?
No, David is with JP.
Oh,
John is with JP.
Right, oh, that's right. That's right. That's
John.
Right.
You there?
Good morning.
Yeah.
Coach.
Yeah, I'm here.
Coach.
He's there. Oh, Coach is
Coach
the
is my
I thought you were talking to him like you knew him.
Yeah. Hey, Coach. What's up, Coach?
Yeah.
I do call everybody
Tomlin.
Coach. Yes.
Yes. Congratulations. Job. You're going to win 2 tickets to Jeff Lynn's ELO, the Over and Out Tour, Wednesday, September 25th, the Capital One Arena. Tickets on sale Friday, March 22nd at 10 a.m., courtesy of Live Nation. All right. We still have Chris Brown tickets. We can do another password real quick. Who's up?
All right. Hold on. I'm going to put him on hold.
Yeah, that was a two clue.
All right. Let's go. Keith and Laurel. Hey, buddy. Who do you want to work with?
Hey. Hey, EB.
Who do you want?
Angel. I will go with Jason.
You got all right. Jason? All right. And let's go to Jeff. Hey, Jeff, what's up, buddy? Who do you want to work with?
What's up, Junks? Let me work with Cakes.
All right.
We're trying to bring you to the promised land, Jeff.
All right. There's your clue, Cakes.
All right.
Okay. Who goes first?
I think Jason should go first this time since he went second.
All right. Last time. So you are serving up the clue to Keith.
Ooh, all right. This might be a 3 or 4 cluer. Who knows?
All right, who goes first?
Jason Bishop.
Jason to Keith.
All right. Simple clue. This is not going to give it away. I'm sorry.
Let's go.
Can I use this?
You're going to write it down, huh? All right, he's writing it down.
Can I say that, or do I have to say one of them?
I think you can say that. Proper right. noun.
All right.
Go ahead.
Backup quarterback.
It's kind of cheating, but...
Kind of, but...
It's fine.
Jameis Winston.
Not a bad guess.
Where did Jameis sign?
Good guess.
Jameis
he's
Cleveland.
With the Browns.
Cleveland. Okay.
Yeah. The Browns right. have 4 quarterbacks. They got Deshaun. They've got Jameis. They've got... Huntley and they got a DTR.
They didn't want him back right. in New Orleans when he disrespected the coach.
No, Dennis Allen's probably like, get him out of here.
Yeah,
with the quickness. All right, Jeff, you're gonna win here. Okay, you ready?
Yep.
You ready to win?
I'm ready to win.
All right. The first clue was backup quarterback.
Yeah.
Your second clue is dreamy.
Yeah.
Mm.
Dreamy.
Dreamy. I love when,
come on, dreamy. Jeff. Give us a guess.
I love when Cakes pronounces you're going to win here.
I'm in, by the way.
All right, too late. Too late. All right.
Sorry.
All right, Keith.
That's a great clue.
I there's mean, only Drav, there's look, only one guy.
Drav is nodding. He knows who it is.
It's right. Yeah.
It's one, so obvious.
It's so obvious.
I mean, it's just
obvious.
Right. So many times.
I can't help that I'm paired up with a dope.
I think that he'll get it here.
All right.
Who is it, Keith or Jeff?
Should already have
Keith.
Keith,
I don't think I can give the
Keith,
team he's with because he's on our new team. I don't know if he'll
Keith,
get it.
Do you even
that's
need
a lot
clue.
Of talking board, by the way.
Sorry.
Cheating.
Yeah. All right, Keith.
I bet he doesn't even need a clue.
Italian.
Jimmy Garoppolo.
Of course.
There you go.
I get
who would even be in the running? Backup quarterback dreamy.
A lot
who would even be in the running?
Sure, there's a lot. You don't think Sam Howell's dreaming?
There may be some
no,
in the running, but
a lot of he's dreaming.
The leader in the clubhouse is Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yes.
Everybody knows he's a backup.
He's like a male model.
He's a handsome fella. Everybody knows this.
Well, these? You're
Except
into that
Jeff,
kind of thing.
Jeff
who's
doesn't
a,
know.
Who's a dreamy backup quarterback?
Well, Garoppolo's the one seed.
He's the one
Thank
seed.
You.
First thing that comes to mind.
Right.
Yeah.
Wasn't he dating some like porno chick
yes.
with like big jugs?
Yes, he was.
Yeah.
Many years back.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe they're still dating. Right. I doubt it, but maybe they are.
Right. All right.
Don't put that loss on me. Put that loss on Jeff.
Hey, Keith, enjoy the Chris Brown show. 2 tickets to the 11-11 tour starring Chris Brown with special guest Money Long.
Ball,
Wednesday, man. July 3rd at Capital One Arena. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event info,
congrats,
visit
Keith.
thefandc.com/events. That's courtesy of Live Nation.
Need smarter contestants to pair up with. Just give great clues, and I just get left on the wayside.
Is Marcus Mariota dreamy?
He's a good looking.
He's not a bad looking guy. I mean, there's a lot of quarterbacks that I would like. I don't think Sam Howell's a bad looking guy, but I also wouldn't consider him dreamy.
Thank you. Dreamy is Jimmy Garoppoloville.
I'm trying to think.
Sam Darnold.
He's all right.
Potential starter.
Not as handsome as Jimmy G.
He's not that handsome, Sam Darnold. Like, I think Wally Szczerbiak is dreamy.
Dreamy guy. Sure, I'm with you there. Handsome chap.
We should do an all dreamy team.
Does he have any competition?
We should do an all dreamy team. I know my wife back in the day used to think Michael Jordan was dreamy.
Oh, really?
That was her guy.
Yeah.
She liked MJ.
Did she buy you his cologne back in the day, too, so you'd smell like him?
I probably did
Or you
that.
Might have bought
I probably did that.
I thought we agreed it. That, me and you agreed that Jalen Hurts is butt dreamy.
Did I?
Yeah, he's got a great smile.
Let me starter, though.
He also shaved his beard.
He's a good looking
Let
dude.
Let me see. Is Jalen Hurts?
Shaved his beard and mustache. Look. Different look.
It doesn't come to mind, but yeah, I mean, in that picture, I see him at the podium there. He's a good looking kid. No doubt about it. He's got a little goatee. Does he still have the goatee?
Here's all old school OG dreamy.
All right.
Rick Fox. That guy. Yeah,
now you're changing sports.
Yeah, I'm going to different
sports.
Yeah,
but I'm just saying, we're doing all world, all dreamy. Yeah.
By the way,
Jimmy G. Mount Rushmore.
Jimmy G bumps your guy, Carson Wentz, out of the backup job with the Rams.
Is Carson still a free agent?
I'm assuming.
So. It'll probably be week 7 or something to sign. I want to do a Mount Rushmore of all sports dreamy. Would you put Tom Brady in there?
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah.
Most women would.
I don't think so, because his body was so nubby in college.
And he was such a dork back at Michigan. It's hard.
He was such a dork.
I mean, he's had a real glow up. Obviously, he's gotten better with age.
I think Giselle fixed him.
Yeah.
All right, Jimmy G for sure is there.
There's a couple McDreamies who play soccer.
You're a Ronaldo guy.
Yeah. Ronaldo and Beckham.
Yeah.
That's true.
Beckham is handsome.
Yeah.
What about...
I want to hear what you used to
What about say. Mike Piazza?
Old school.
Big mustache. You like that look?
He's a good-looking guy.
I mean,
in his prime?
I guess I've never drooled after him, but maybe you're right.
I didn't say I drooled. Just trying to think of some other sports.
What about
hockey players, Cakes?
Well, Tom Wilson.
Tom Wilson.
You know what? Yeah, we got to put Tom Willie.
He's the
Willie's
gold standard.
Be in there.
Yeah.
Willie, Jimmy G and standard. Willie, they're on Mount Rushmore.
All right, there you go.
Yeah. It's a good one.
And then maybe I would give you Cristiano Ronaldo.
Well, who's the cap, the old cap you embarrassed yourself over?
Who?
Peter
Bondra.
Oh, Peter Bondra.
Peter Bondra's definitely handsome.
Was he not handsome when he came in here?
Yeah.
He was very handsome.
But he was old, so I think he just...
Yeah, but he's held up. I've seen him recently.
All right, so he's in the old Mount Rushmore. Yeah. I mean, he's a handsome old guy.
He certainly is.
He's on the senior tour.
You know what? He's the most handsome man in the history of Slovakia.
It might be true.
I don't know who to comp him against. I'm just going with his home country. I'm just rolling the dice. handsomest guy to ever come out of Slovakia, Peter Bondra. Bonzai.
All right, hold on. I know we got to go to break. Right now we got Jimmy G.
Yep.
Our Mount Rushmore of Brady. Dreamy.
Who?
I think Brady's got to be on there.
I don't know. I'm resistant to him.
I don't think so.
We're talking about guys that like day one Dreamy.
Yeah.
Day one Dreamy.
Bend it like Beckham. Beckham. I think I have to agree with Drabby.
Beckham and Ronaldo. We're putting two soccer guys.
I don't know.
And then who was the other that we said? Willie.
Jimmy G.
No, Jimmy G and Willie.
Yeah. Willie.
There you go.
Willie's super handsome.
We're putting Wilson up there.
We're missing some.
We're missing some Dreamies.
Yeah, we got to be missing some.
Well, you can text Lurch on the text machine.
Yeah, hit me up. We'll talk about the Dreamy dudes.
We'll be busy all day.
For the next hour and a half.
All right, got to take a break. We're the Junkies. Coming right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.